Joining in studio, the first Saturday of every month, is Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau, bringing in somebody, a farmer, rancher, local here in Arizona. And, you know, it's a big industry for Arizona, $22 billion, according to latest research.
$23.3 billion.
And it takes a lot of water, and sometimes we get a little bit of criticism about that. But here's why it's so important. You know, what if we relied all on someone else to provide it for us, and you've got these hundreds of flooded out Midwest farms that aren't going to have any produce this year?
That's heartbreaking.
If we weren't growing any of our own, and that was our major supply.
Yep.
Start eating, get used to an all meat an all meat diet.
And we have the challenge too of there for a while, a possible border closure, and there's some legitimacy to that because of the illegal immigration issue. We do bring a lot of workers across the border fully legal, but we also would have had the risk of losing a lot of produce. So we always are facing quite a few issues, and those times, like with the Roe v. Dairy, when we can be local with some of our food, and I just heard that your family's trying to produce, 60-70% of your own food? And that's not easy to do. So we need to celebrate all of it. We need to celebrate the fact that a lot of our agriculture is exported, but we also need to celebrate local, and thanks to families like the Rovies, we're able to do that.
And your dairy is going to be open up here in about 8 minutes. Somebody that is just so encouraged to get some, or inspired to get some sheep cheese is available just in a few minutes. The dairy is on Northern Avenue, west of 67th.
No, west 73rd. Of just a little west of 75th Fifth, Avenue. Okay. It's 7711 on the south side of the road there, and we'll be open there, like you say, in just a few minutes.
Look for the big tractor that's about 15 feet above ground.
Exactly. Yeah, on our flagpole, we have a tractor on the flagpole out front, pull right in there. That's where it's at, and you can get cheese, you can get lamb meat, and you can get Wagyu beef.
And you've got a big sign on it that talks about the advancement in agriculture. It's like we grow just as much food with 90% less land, X percent less water.
That's true. We have a billboard there kind of decorating the front of the dairy, and agriculture has made so many tremendous gains in efficiency and productivity that those numbers are true and continuing to improve. We continue to do that as we continue to hone our skills and become more productive.
And the one thing that's fun to highlight, because you're from the dairy industry, is we have so, and I can't remember the numbers, but much smaller herds nationwide, or smaller if you aggregate those numbers, of dairy cows producing way more than we did in the 1950s, right? What is that number? Do you remember?
I don't know the numbers we had in the 50s, but it was a lot more cows than we have now.
Right.
In the country, we have just right at 9 million cows, and they produce about 7 times the amount of milk and dairy products that we produced in the 50s with a lot more cattle. I don't know what that number is, but the production and the volume is so much more and become so much more efficient with it.
We do way more with a lot less.
And it's actually safer and all the rest because of all the advancements in food safety and those things. So we have a extremely safe food supply here in the United States. We're so fortunate.
And if families out there want to support that, Arizona Farm Bureau has a membership. Our non-ag membership is $59. I had a woman come up to me after she listened to some of the challenges that farmers face, and she says, "We need to help the farmer. We need to help the farmer." And I told her, "You can do that. Just join Arizona Farm Bureau for $59. Because a lot of the—
A year.
$59 a year. I might have said a month, but it's a year. A lot of those efforts are like this, where we're trying to promote our local family farms that are producing locally, so that this woman that wanted to take care of our farmers, she can do that real easily with a $59 a year membership to Arizona Farm Bureau. And that you can sign up online at azfb.org.
And something we're all going to do today is eat. And if you can do that supporting somebody local, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? And also fill your plate. We 3 searchable databases of farmers markets, product that you can buy on the farm, like Rovi's Dairy, and also just recipes from our farm families.
Lots of cheese recipes on there, too.
Lots of cheese recipes. I don't know if we have any Rovi family recipes on Fill Your Plate. We need to fix that.
We need to, yep, we need to get some in, yep.
I was really glad to see this headline that thief down there at Schnepp Farms is vandalizing it. They caught him.
Good.
So he was our guest last month, and...
Not the thief, but Schnepp Farms.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Shortly after that, somebody started vandalizing, so I'm glad they caught him. Yeah. That's aggravating.
Crazy.
No need for it.
Thank you, Romy.
We appreciate Julie with the Arizona Farm Bureau being down here. Paul Rovi, after all these years, we finally got you on the air.
Pleasure having you
in the studio. It's Rovi
appreciate
Dairy,
it.
Northern Avenue, just west of 75th Avenue, south side of the road.
Yep.
With seven varieties of sheep, cheese, lamb, and beef.
Yep.
Can you stay open till 3? I can get there by 3. I can't get there by 2. Can you stay open till 3?